It's 57 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We expect more sun today, more warm temperatures, a high in the upper 70s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The state is looking to change the makeup of utility boards. A bill which advanced this week would require that utilities serving residents in surrounding counties add voting board members to represent those customers. The House version of the legislation would impact 16 different utilities around the state. But in the Senate, lawmakers added a requirement pertaining to size, meaning it would only impact the Nashville Electric Service. And the bill is in part a response to NES's handling of Winter Storm Fern, which saw thousands of customers go without electricity for days on end. Various proposals on the topic have been put forth in this session. Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson from Williamson County, who had sponsored a previous version, expressed his support in committee this week for the latest attempt.
If you have a municipal utility that is servicing 50,000 people outside of its jurisdiction, I think it's altogether reasonable that those outlying counties have representation on that board. The county that I represent will be impacted by this and will gain representation on the NES board as a result of this legislation. So on behalf of my many thousands of constituents that were impacted during this ice storm, I'm grateful for the bill.
There have been some concerns from utility representatives about equal balance. Surrounding county customers make up roughly 12% of the customer base, but if the bill passes, it would be represented by more than 40% of the board. A longtime school board member in Washington County, Tennessee, has been censured after inappropriate conduct with a student. Keith Irvin appeared to rest his hand on a female student's shoulder last week during a board meeting before telling her, quote, "God, you're hot," and giving her a side hug. Irvin said he's since apologized to the student and her family. In a statement, he said his comments were taken out of context and that he's not good with words. Despite the official reprimand from the rest of the board, Irvin will remain in his seat and is up for re-election this year. The Tennessean reports he's expected to win his Republican primary in May and face Democratic challenger Mary Grace Wooten in the August general election. This is not Irvin's first time getting in trouble for inappropriate conduct with students. Back in 2009, the Johnson City Press reported that he was censured for making a, quote, lewd juvenile gesture of a sexual nature in front of a group of students and teachers. He was also accused of using profanity in front of students and harassment. Back then, he was not allowed on school property without supervision for the remainder of his term. Then, like now, many community members called for his removal. An online petition to remove Irvin from the board and fire the superintendent has gotten more than 4,500 signatures. A new coalition that supports local news outlets is launching today. Press Forward Middle Tennessee is the local wing of a nationwide philanthropic movement to strengthen local media. The Community Foundation is leading the effort to bring together partners and funders to create a more connected and informed community. The first project, which is later in April, will be a survey across 40 counties to learn about information gaps. Nashville Public Radio has two staffers on Press Forward's local steering committee.